It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Monday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio. This is a good day. This is a beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Come to tell you that you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're going over and not going under. God did not bring you this far to let you down. God did not bring you this far to let you drown. You're going to the other side. You're going to be a strong finisher. You know how to blow the charge. You don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat's not an option. If God be for you, who can be against you? Nobody. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I declare that God made you for this day. He's assigned you for this generation. It's going to be a great day here on a Monday. Your 24-hour internet prayer station is on the air. BPN Radio, Breakout Prayer Network Radio. So glad to have you listening in. And today I'm going to talk about a prayer, and we're actually going to pray. We're not just going to talk about it, we're going to do it. And then I have some prophetic insight concerning the church. It's going to be a great day today here on this Monday. I want to remind you that tonight, 7 o'clock, I'll be ministering at Destiny Christian Center, Oklahoma City, where Lawrence Neeson is the pastor. For more information concerning tonight's service, prophetic service, you can go to destinychristian.com. And you need to come out, because you must know that one word from God can change your life forever. So, Father, we pray for this broadcast right now in Jesus' name. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done here on BPN Radio on this Monday as we pray together for the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God to be done. Anoint our ears to hear, anoint our eyes to see, and anoint our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I would like to welcome nations that are praying with us, not just churches across America, or cities across America, but nations around the world. I want to welcome South Korea, Singapore, Thailand, Nepal, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Kenya, Burundi, Republic of Moldova, Greece, Serbia, Croatia, Switzerland, Norway, Cote d'Ivoire. I'm probably chopping that one up. Cape Verde, Argentina, Dominica, Chile, Colombia, Jamaica, Honduras, Vietnam, Uganda, Poland, Ireland, Venezuela, Bahamas, Guatemala, Indonesia, Pakistan, Russia, Turkey, Puerto Rico, Netherlands, Spain, Mexico, Philippines, Hong Kong, India, Belgium, Malaysia, Australia, Italy, South Africa, China, France, Canada, Germany, Brazil, the United Kingdom, including England, and Wales, and Scotland, and Ireland, and the United States of America. Welcoming this nation and the nations of the world as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Father, we need you now. We need you, God. We pray for this nation. And we also pray for nations of the world. We know that your house is a house of prayer. If we've made it to anything else other than a house of prayer, we have certainly missed the mark. And we know that prayer is more than just an invocation to begin a service and a short benediction, and everybody goes their way. But we know today, Father God, that your house is a house of prayer. It's a place of intercession. It's a place of travail. It's a birthing place. It's a place of calling out to you and of seeking your face, not just your hand. It's more than just coming to hear somebody deliver a teaching or a preaching. It is more than just a sermon or a lesson. It's more than just good music. It's more than just coming to meet your friends. It's more than just doing your weekly duty. Lord, we know that your house is called to be a house of prayer for all nations. And we pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would raise up churches all across America, that their number one priority is that church is a place of prayer, a house of prayer, not just for them, not just for their city, but for the nations of the world. In Jesus' name, we pray that you would anoint this broadcast today. We come boldly into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we pray today, by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus, we pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray today that you would give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Father, teach us to pray. the disciples came to Jesus and they said, "Would you teach us to pray?" And Jesus gave them the outline to pray. Three faith declarations on him and three faith declarations on themselves. And so today, Father God, we're going to pray the will of God be done in our lives, in our church, in our city, in our family. But first of all, we're going to pray for the nations of the world. Father, would you set the world in our heart today on this Monday on BPN Radio? We pray that you will set the world in our heart. Not only are we praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, but we set ourselves in agreement, O God, that your will, plan, and purpose be done in nations of the world. We pray for our sister nation, England. We pray for Scotland, our sister nation, Scotland, England and Scotland. We pray that you would pour out your spirit upon those sister nations today. Where Gene and I have strong relationships and have been going since 1990. We pray, oh God, that you would pour out your spirit upon individuals, upon churches, that you would raise up people out of obscurity there. We pray for the underground church in China, where they're experiencing major revival going on. We pray for those that are risking imprisonment every day, every week, in Jesus' name, to have church, to gather together. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray for Germany today and what they're going through concerning the crash, the murder of all of those people on that airliner, the unthinkable happening that someone, a co-pilot, could lock himself in and take all of those people to their death. Lord, we're living in treacherous days and dangerous times, and I pray for the families that are grieving, even the families of the two people that were from America. We pray for those families that are grieving in Jesus' name. We pray for the revival going on in South Africa in Jesus' name. We pray for the Philippines, all of the missionaries that are giving their lives for the ministry in the Philippines. We pray for Mexico. We pray, Lord, outpouring of the Holy Ghost upon Mexico. And we pray for the missionaries that's come up from the South to help us with this revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And Father, we pray, today thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In our lives, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In each of us, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we long to see revival in America. We pray for this nation. We pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And let it begin in me, O God. Let it begin in us. Because I believe, Lord, that one person that is praying with me today can make a major difference. One person that is listening to BPN Radio today and is setting themselves in agreement with me today can make a major difference in their city, in their nation. So I pray for them today. Lord, I know that you're bringing young people out of obscurity and old people out of retirement to help us with this revival in America, another spiritual awakening that's coming in Jesus' name, bringing young people out of obscurity to preach to their generation. Like we had the 16-year-old young lady from California on Saturday preaching to her generation. And I believe there's old people coming out of retirement in Jesus' name. I pray for them right now. I just want to pause and say as we pray today here on BPN Radio that Dr. Larry Martin and I will be leading a gathering in Comanche, Oklahoma. You say, well, I've never heard of Comanche. Comanche's my hometown and Dr. Larry Martin's hometown. And on the 25th, 26th, and 27th of June, we're calling people together that want to get launched into what God has called them to do, or either get relaunched. Some people have dropped off, out of sight, off the scene. They've gotten out of the streets and onto the sidewalk. We're calling people together. We're going to pray for you. We're going to encourage you. And Comanche, Oklahoma, you can Google the map and find it. A little town that has one red light. But we're going to say to you, from this one red light down here, you can go anywhere in the world. And so mark the dates, 25, 26, 27 of June. We're going to gather people together for 3 days in that little town of Comanche, Oklahoma, in the same church where Larry and I grew up in. And we are going from that church, we're going to minister to people that have great passion to do something for God. So would you gather, would you meet there with us? And we want to encourage you. So how do I get started in doing the will of God? You go to the secret place. Where is that secret place? It's a designated place that you are going to meet your God, your Creator. And you're going to go into that place and you're going to shut the door. You're going to shut the door and you are going to pray to the God in the secret place, Jehovah God. And the God in the secret place will begin to reward you openly. He'll begin to promote you. He'll begin to expand you. He'll begin to give you favor. The Bible said that Jesus had favor with God and men. And you can find favor with God in the secret place, and he will promote you. For promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. He sets one down and stands another one up. And so I pray for those of you today that have a hunger for God. You have a passion for God. You want to make your life count. You know that you're not like the cat with nine lives. You only have one life. And you are not just to go through life, but you are to live life. And it all begins with prayer, and it all continues with prayer. The Bible said the early church, they begin to pray in the book of Acts, and they continued to pray. So we start praying, and we continue to pray. And so today, I'm just praying for you. I'm praying for you that have an emptiness or a desire or a passion. And the passion is to know God. Paul said that I may know him. That I may know him, the power of his resurrection. So what happens is, in the morning times, before the day begins, you are up and you're going into the secret place. And you come into his presence by the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus, declaring he is your father and you are his son or daughter. And how do you get into that place? You can stand outside of the holy place and you can praise him and you can pray and you can repent of your sins. But having communion with him, communion prayer, is the key. And so how are you going to do that? David gives us a clear description. He gives us a clear understanding. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. He's not lifted up his soul to vanity. He's not given away, given to every emotions, every carnal deed. everything that the flesh desires to do, not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He does not live a life of deceit. He's an open book before God. He comes boldly into the holy place, the inner place. And there's some people that says, well, I can just do whatever I want to and still be a Christian. He always forgives me and I'm going to live my own life. But you will not know the best. You will not experience the better life, the best life. You'll just be standing outside. But if you want to come into the holy place, you must have clean hands and a pure heart. You're coming in forgiveness, asking forgiveness of your sins, and making sure that you come with clean hands and a pure heart, forgiving others, forgiving yourself, into the holy place, into the holy place, with clean hands and a pure heart. So David said, let the meditation of my heart, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. My strength, your strength, and my Redeemer. And so when we get in the holy place, why do we get in the holy place? For two reasons. To know God and to know what he wants us to do. To know him. Paul said that I may know him. That I may know Jesus, not just about him, but that I may know him. I'm going to pray for you right now that you will know him. Lord, that we may know you. I pray for those today that are hungry and thirsty for you. Jesus, you said, blessed are the hungry, blessed are the thirsty, for they shall be filled. Those who desire you, they desire you more than anything else in this world. And they desire to know you, to know you, to know you, to know you. Here's Godfrey Birtle.
And to know what you want me to do. I pray to hear you, Lord, and to know what you'd have me to choose. I pray that something of you will touch the hunger in me and cause a holy nation, come set me ablaze. I pray that nothing in me would stop the working of you, causing a real transformation. Stop the working song of you, causing a real transformation. Come, have your way. Come have your way. Come have your way. Come, Lord, and have your way. Come have your way. Come have your way. Hey, come have your way. Yes, oh my.
We want to know you, God. We want to know you. We want to know you. Have your way in us today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray today that we will know you. Know you, know you. Lord, When we come into your holy place, when we begin to spend time with you, we begin to discern what life is about. We begin to discern what is profitable and unprofitable. When we come to know you, then we begin to live a life beyond anything that we could have dreamed for in this life. And if we seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness, you said, then all of these other things are going to be added unto us. So we pray today, the will of God be done in our lives. Would you just pray right now, the will of God be done in your life. The will and the plan and the purpose of God be done in you. In you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I not only want to know God, but I want to know what he wants me to do. I want to know you, Lord. I want to know what you want me to do. And we know that there are many voices out there are saying, come here, come over here, do this, do that, until we begin to live a life of utter confusion, saying, I really don't know what God wants me to do. There are so many, many Christians out there today. You have no idea of what to do next. You have no idea of what God wants you to do. And you're trying to work it out in your own mind. You're trying to work it out in your own reasoning power. But that's very, very difficult to do. And so, why should we pray? We pray to know God, and we pray to know what he wants us to do. And so I'm just going to set myself in agreement today with those of you here on BPN. I'm going to pray with you. I've been praying with people for a long time. Gene and I celebrate 49 years in the ministry this June. And immediately I started praying with people. I've been a prayer leader in America this June for 30 years. And I've been praying with people for almost 49 years. So I'm going to pray with you today. And I'm going to pray this prayer for those of you that are seeking direction in your life. You just say, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm kind of at a stalemate. I've just kind of stalled out. And you know, I just discern today that the church is in a holding pattern, trying to determine, trying to find out how we fit in this society, trying to blend in, trying to keep our head above water. So many churches trying to determine how they're going to meet their budget, with so many people leaving the church or now watching maybe online, on the internet, or some people just float around from place to place. Some people have just left the church, given up, and gone home. And we call those the unchurched or the dechurched. And that number is rising. So it needs to bring major concern to our hearts, our lives, of what's happening in the Christian world as Islam gains momentum in America, as the satanic church begins to rise in this nation, as the atheists begin to demand more privileges, and the church, of course, is under major attack. What does that mean? That means that we must have a different strategy. What is the strategy going to be? That we get back to the basics. We get back to the basics of prayer. We seek God. We call the people into the house of God. And the ministers weep between the porch and the altar. You say, where is the outline for the church? Joel chapter 1, Joel chapter 2. There's the outline. And if we get back to Joel chapter 1, Joel chapter 2, we can begin to find the place that God wants the church to be the voice. And we must understand that our moral compass is lost in America, and the politicians are not talking about morality. Pastors are not talking about morality. The pastors are not telling the people the difference between good and evil. And you say, well, you talk a lot about that, but there has to be a moral compass in a nation. And if we get to the place where we call evil good, good evil, everybody doing that that's right in their own eyes, then soon we have lost direction for our nation. The church is the voice. The church is the voice. And will we be the voice? And if the church will not be the voice, then God will call people out of obscurity, out of retirement, to be a voice. So I'm praying for you right now. Those of you that don't have direction for your life, you say, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. Not sure what I'm supposed to do. Lord, I pray that you would give them direction. Would you join me in prayer right now for guidance and direction in your life? In Jesus' name. Just put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual ears that I may hear your voice. Put your hand on your eyes and just say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart. Open my heart that I might receive all that you have for me. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, I set myself in agreement with you now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's find us a place and pray right now. Here's Godfrey Birtle.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Come away with me. To the secret place where you can hear me speak, where you can know my presence. Come away with me. into my embrace. Let me take you deep. Oh, come taste and see a future. Plan for good.
Plan for good.
A life of love.
Love of
life.
Love of life.
A reachable. Vision, a faith revived, a faith to fly, fly, come away with me. Hey. There's no winter freeze, and the storm is over. Come away with me. Let me see. Let me hear you speak. Oh, your voice is sweet. The flowers appear. Around. Sound of doves throughout the land, awakening song. It's the season of singing.
Scott Roberto come away with me to a secret place. That song was written by Godfrey during the time when he and I were ministering outside of London, England, 1997. And I was simply praying with a group of people that had come away and prayed. I'm inviting you to come away with me again April 9th, 10th, and 11th. April 9th, 10th, 11th, Austin, Texas, Compass Church. And we still have spaces available if you want to come and pray with me. Thursday night, Friday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning. Others are coming to pray and seek direction from God. Intercession, instruction, impartation, and a time of hearing the voice of God. Just go to bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com, and you can click on the form there, and you can send in the registrations free, and then you'll get a confirmation, and you'll get some information. This is BPN Radio, and I'm praying with people today to know God and to know what He wants you to do. God has a good plan, and you will never be able to figure out. Figure is a good Texas verb. You'll never be able to figure out what God wants you to do with your natural mind. But in the realm of the Spirit, coming away with Him and praying. And so I'm praying with you right now. Those of you that do not know what God wants you to do, I'm praying with you that you'll hear the voice, hear the direction, because He has a direction. If you try to work it out in your own mind, in your own resources, in the realm of the natural, it will never, ever fit. Because what God wants you to do, what He has for you, is in the supernatural. Tonight, I'm ministering at Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, and where Lawrence Neeson, one of my spiritual sons, is the pastor. In 1985, Gene and I had been pastoring that church there for 8.5 years. And I heard the voice as I was walking and praying. I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, "Your assignment is finished here. You brought this church as far as you can take it." And I said, "Lord, what do I do next?" But He said not a word. I've discovered that the Holy Spirit speaks when He wants to, and He remains silent when He wants to. And so I said, "What do I do?" But I heard nothing. So I began to try to work something out in my mind. I devised a plan. You know, that's what Abraham did. He devised his own plan of how he would get a son. He brought forth an Ishmael. There's still war going on today because he did not wait for his Isaac. He did not wait for Isaac, but he went ahead and put his own plan in motion. So that's what Gene and I did. We put our plan in motion. We thought about how we would love to go to Phoenix. Phoenix had been a place that we loved. We loved when we went out there, and it was the land of the sun. And we could picture ourselves there under a palm tree, eating nachos and drinking Coca-Cola and pastoring a church there. And so we decided that we would travel to Phoenix and find us a place and pioneer a church. Not birth a church. You can pioneer something, but there's a difference between pioneering and birthing. Birthing is something that comes out of your spirit. It comes out of a time with the Holy Ghost. And so we started out, packed our car up, started out to Phoenix. But some friends of ours in Rockwall, Texas said, "Why don't you come and spend some time with us on your way to Phoenix?" So we decided to do that. And on our way to Phoenix, Gene turned to me and said, "I've heard the Holy Spirit say that we're going to move to Rockwall. We're not going to Phoenix." And I was alarmed. I was stunned, actually, because I felt like that I was the man of God, and God surely would speak to me before he would speak to my wife, which is a major signal of pride there. But she repeated it, and I said, well, you know, I've not heard that, and the Lord will have to speak to me. And so Gene and I got to Rockwall, Texas, and it was a Wednesday night, and I'll never forget my friend David Shibley came out and said, Pastor is going to turn the service over to somebody else. He wants you to go out to his house because he has a word from the Lord. And so we went out and met with Pastor Larry Lee and his wife, and he looked at me and said, Dale, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are going to come to Rockwall. I was shocked because I knew the Holy Ghost was up to something. Now that my wife had said it, and now without ever having a conversation with her, there was a confirmation. So he said, why don't you stay for a few days and pray? So we set aside our trip to Phoenix. We never got to Phoenix because the Lord woke me up one morning at 4:00 and confirmed that we were to move to Rockwall. And so we left Oklahoma City, the place, the church where I'm ministering tonight, on Southeast 28th Street, Southeast 29th Street. It's been so long. And so we left that church and we moved to Rockwall, and we started praying. And that church was praying every morning. Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, was a major voice, was a prayer voice. People knew Church on the Rock from all around the world. And so we started praying, and I started hearing the voice of God. That was June of 1985. And we started going out with a prayer message, calling churches to pray. And as I would go out, the Holy Spirit would give me prophetic words, and prayer and prophecy and music became intertwined one with another, which is still happening today. And almost 30 years later, I'm still calling churches to pray and nations to pray. And so God sent us across America, and God sent us to nations of the world to call people to pray. And we would have never known what to do, because when I went to Rockwall and began to work with Dr. Larry Lee there and began to call, as he began to call people to pray, we were there for 2 years, from 1985 to 1987. Then God opened our world, opened the nation and the nations of the world to help people pray. So I still have the same message. I still have the same message. Message has not changed. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, he said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. And I believe that not only means the land in a city or the land in a nation, but I believe it means the individual land. He will heal your land, the land that he's assigned you to, what God has assigned you to do in life. It may be a business, it may be a church, it may be working with alcoholics, it may be working with street people, but he's assigned you to a territory. He's assigned you to a land. And if you don't know what the assignment is, or if you don't know what the next assignment is, then what you're going to do is you're just going to go on to Phoenix, the land of the sun. You're going to work something out. And I could have missed it. I could have missed ministering across America to all kinds of different churches. And I could have missed going to nations of the world if Gene and I had not known that we were to know him in the secret place, and that we were to pray and to hear the voice of the Lord. So I pray for you right now. I pray for you without sounding too religious or too super spiritual. I pray for you. And I pray that you will know him. And I pray that you will know his voice. Because when you know his voice, he will tell you what to do. Or he will implant in you, he will embed in you the passion, the dream, the desire that he has. And you will have to walk it out. It's going to take a step of faith. It's going to take a step of faith. Gene and I, we left a denomination that my dad had his 50-year pen with. And because that church was not associated with that denomination, then I had to turn over my credentials. It was a major step. It was a major step. I still love that denomination. I still preach in their churches. They gave me a start in ministry, and I'll forever be thankful and grateful. But I went into a territory that I did not know. The Bible said that Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. He went out by faith. And so today, in order to accomplish the will, plan, and purpose of God, you will have to get out of your comfort zone, the place where you are comfortable. Gene and I had pastored for 18 years, and we were in that place of comfort. And we had our surroundings were comfortable. We knew the lay of the land, but we had to leave our city. We left our family and went out into an unfamiliar place, a place where I was not comfortable. I felt out of place. I felt out of sorts. But it was there that God honored my faith. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, here on this Monday, that God will honor your faith. I pray for you right now. Those of you that have such deep passion to do the will of God, and you're trying to determine it with your own mind, how I'm going to do it. But it will take a step of faith. There's confirmation, but there's other people that won't agree with what you're doing. They will say, no, that's not the way you to go. That's not what you should do. But Gene and I got into the ministry on March the 12th, 1967, because we sold everything we had, and we put everything, the rest of our stuff, into a little 35-foot trailer that we bought for $800. You heard me tell the story, but I'm saying it again. And from Comanche, Oklahoma, we launched out with only one revival. But it was a major risk. It was a major risk. We had a 2-year-old son. But through that one step of faith, God began to open the worlds to us and our life to us. So there's different demarcations in life. And you'll just come to the end of a season, and you'll discern, you know, it's the end of a season. 1985, Gene and I, pastoring in Oklahoma City, the Lord said, "You've come to the end of a season. Your assignment here is over." And it was very difficult. We loved the people. The people, most of the people loved us. And but the season had come to an end. You know, there's danger in extending the season that you're in. And I believe that there's a rhythm in life. A rhythm about your life. And so you just go from one season to the next, but it takes faith in that time of transition. There's a faith step. And so I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you right now. The will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. Just take a few moments, if you will. Just say, "Lord, your will be done." Just pause and consider. Seal her right now. Pause and consider the will of God. He may speak to you at this very moment. I pray for you right now in Jesus' name. Those of you that are listening here on this Monday, listen to this preacher. He's been down the road a few years, almost 49 years in ministry. God has a good plan for your life. And you may be going through times of discouragement. There may be times of heaviness, sorrow, not knowing what God wants you to do. But you can know. You can know. You know Him, and you know His voice, and then you know what He wants you to do. And you may get a prophecy, but primarily, He wants to speak to you directly concerning your ministry, concerning your next assignment. And if someone else speaks a prophetic word, you just need to make sure it resonates in your heart. You confirm it in your heart, not in your mind, because you can't determine. Your mind does not have the capability, the capacity to determine what God wants you to do. But it's by the Spirit of God. And if by the Spirit of God, if the Spirit of God speaks to another prophetic word, another person to you, you just bear witness in your spirit, make sure that there's a confirmation, and then just proceed. Proceed in the proper timing. When God's will and God's time kiss each other, then it's a happy life, and it's a fulfilled life. And so I pray for you today, the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. You know, I send out a daily prayer, and you can get the daily prayer by going to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com. If you can't remember that, you can just go to dalegentry.com, and you can sign up for a daily prayer, sign up your church, sign up your city, sign up yourself, and I send out that daily prayer also, because I know that prayer is my assignment. I love to pray, I love to preach, I love to prophesy, but everything begins with prayer. Thank you for sowing a seed into this ministry. If you want to do that, if you want to give an offering, make a contribution, sow a seed, just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the donate button, click the donate button, and there's a place to make a contribution. Thank you for being a part of BPN today. You have a great day, and if you can, come out tonight to Destiny Christian Center in Oklahoma City, and I'll see you at this same time tomorrow or any time.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.